Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Chapter of the book of Isaiah, beginning at verse 17. God is speaking through the prophet Isaiah and says, "For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating, for I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered a curse. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord." Happy Stewardship Sunday. It is. I mean, come on. It is. It's a good Sunday. This morning we are focusing on what it means to support this church and how important it is for us to give back a portion of what God has given us. And we have heard church members like Hal Ryder and Lisa Euler and Joyce Drake and Sherry Ispier speak about how Beneficent Church has made a difference in their lives and why they support the church with their time and their talents and their treasures. Today we are going to have the opportunity to join Hal and Joyce and Sherry and Lisa and other leaders of the church, including Pastor Nicole and me and the church council and deacons, in supporting Beneficent with our pledges. It is a sacred moment to give of our lives to God and to support this growing faith community in our efforts
to make a difference for good in downtown Providence and in our world. On Stewardship Focus, we focus on giving to our church, but the theology of stewardship is much broader than simply giving to the church. In fact, it encompasses our whole lives. It's an attitude. It's a way of thinking and being in the world. Stewardship is simply the radical idea. And if you think about it, it's radical in our present context. That ultimately everything belongs to God. God created the universe, as it says in Genesis 1, and sustains it, as it says throughout the Bible, and therefore, in a sense, owns it. As God's creatures, we human beings have the special role of stewards or caretakers of this world, with which God has entrusted it to us as stewards and caretakers. God has entrusted to us our bodies. God has entrusted to us our minds, our possessions, our finances, our families, our communities, our environment, our time. All gifts of God, gladly given and gratefully received. As stewards, we are to take care of what God has entrusted to us and to use our resources to do good. What is a steward? As Pastor Nicole said, steward and stewardship are words used mostly in church to talk about this caretaking role we have in relation to God's word, to God's world. But I just want to point out that stewardship is a word that's kind of coming back into use. I hear it every once in a while in relation to the environment, in relation to the green movement. I hear folks out in the world talking about environmental stewardship, that is, being caretakers of our natural resources for the common good of our world instead of simply polluting, exploiting, and destroying our world for personal gain. So that's the difference. That's the radical idea. And in this case, we see that stewardship is about taking something that is given and caring for it so that it can grow and benefit future generations. We are stewards, each one of us. As stewards, each one of us has something important to contribute to God's mission for caring for and growing God's good creation. And so the meaning of stewardship is connected with creation and God's unrelenting activity of bringing new life into the world. In our scripture this morning, God says, "Behold," or "Look, look, I, God, I am creating new heavens and a new earth." God creates. It's just who God is. God never stops creating. When I think of God's creative activity, the image that comes to my mind is of the Narragansett River, which is in Washington County, down east Maine. And it's a river that runs past the family camp that we vacation at regularly, Pastor Nicole and me and our girls. Day and night, the Narragansett River never stops. Never stops. No matter where you are or what you're doing, the sound of the river is there. It's steady and powerful. It doesn't speed up or slow down. It just goes. There are rocks and logs, if you can imagine, in the riverbed. The river just goes right around them and eventually wears them down. 100 years ago, the energy of the Narragansett River powered mills that produced goods, and today it's a place where folks can fish and kayak and enjoy nature. And in all of these ways, it gives power and energy and life and makes the world a better place. And while the river can be dammed or polluted or damaged in other ways, the powerful energy of God's creativity can never be stopped. 2 winters ago, when my family and I were living in Maine, I went cross-country skiing along the banks of the Narragansett, and it was a bitter cold winter, and the river was frozen solid. It's not something that I have seen very often, but it was that crazy cold up there. It was bananas cold. But underneath, the water was still moving. And I knew this because the ice, even though it was like maybe a foot or two thick, was just groaning and cracking. It was the weirdest sound. It sounded a little bit like those whale songs that you hear recorded when they're underneath the water. This roar. But with the added bonus of like snapping and popping sounds, like firecrackers going off. That is the power of that river and of God's creative energy. Ice can't stop it. Rocks, rivers, nothing can stop that power. And it's always going on. Sometimes the river doesn't stay within its banks. Sometimes it rises up and clears away the debris that has accumulated over the years. And each year it's slightly different and changes. But in the end, the river always brings life. Stewardship is about joining our limited power, our limited resources, with this vast, unstoppable power of God's ongoing creative work to make this world a peaceful, beautiful, flourishing place for all God's creatures. And when we join our resources with God's power, we can be confident that our efforts won't be in vain. It is a secure investment. I'm just going to say it. God is creating something new at Beneficent Church, and I think God is pretty excited about it. God is saying, look! Look, people! So I'll say it. Look, people! Look around you! I'm excited, and I hope you are too. Our average weekly worship attendance from May 2010 through October 2010 has doubled when compared with the same time last year. Doubled. We say that to folks out around in the UCC, and the first question that I get is, how do you do that? And I tell them, we have welcomed 35 new members since September 2009. Our Christian education you just saw it right here during children's time, is growing, and we've added a youth group. Our meeting house had a 200th anniversary celebration that was just a fantastic community event and planted seeds for future growth. A recent Providence Journal article reported that charitable giving nationwide is down 11%. But at Beneficent Church, based on the pledges that we have already received from our giving leaders, our giving is up 11%. Talk about the river. Put rocks in our way, we will go right around. I'm glad you like that. I don't know what's into me. I'm just excited about this. Come on. And if you think that's surprising, wait until you see our budget. Our budget. Oh. But look at it. For 2011, we are growing our membership and our giving while decreasing our budget. Almost 10%. We are decreasing our budget and growing our church. And people say to me, how do you do that? And I say, come on, experience it. We are able to do this because of all of you, basically. It's no secret. It's not rocket science. It's because of you. All right, everybody take your right hand. Pat yourselves on the back. It's because of you. I mean, it's no magic. I mean, Nicole and I, we're just, you know, we're cheerleaders. Because of all of you are pitching in and helping out. And we are also able to do this because of a renewed focus on our core mission, which is to be a spiritual home for those who are seeking a connection to God. God wants us to co-create with God. God is creating relentlessly, and God's saying, come on, create with me. And to use our resources toward that end. I know it's been difficult. Hey, it's been hard. I feel it. All of this growth doesn't come without growing pains. But I'm so proud of how everyone is stepping up and sacrificing on behalf of this new life. I think God is looking at Beneficent Church and saying, behold, I'm creating new heavens, new earth, and a new Beneficent Church. God says in Isaiah, like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be. Like the days of a tree. Psalm 1 says, like a tree planted by the river, my people shall not be moved. There is a metaphor in there for what is happening at Beneficent Church. Beneficent called Pastor Nicole and me to grow this church, and from the beginning we have approached growing this church as an organic process, like a tree. Roots down deep, branches out wide, ready to take in what God is bringing to us. And I am so proud of each of you for your willingness to work and to stay together. That's how you know you have something that's real. When you can work through wonderful times, difficult times, all different times, and you're still together. That's how you know that it's real. And that's how you know you have something worth your investment. We are making a difference in people's lives. People who are part of Beneficent Church are moving from homelessness to housing, from joblessness to employment. Students are receiving their educations. These historic properties are being maintained and cared for and are a community home for all different sorts of groups where people can come together, cross bridges, cross divides, and be one community and discover common ground. We are making peace. We are not just talking peace. We are making peace. And we are sowing seeds of understanding and joy. We are bringing families together. We are walking through passages of birth, coming of age, marriage, job transitions, illness, and death, and we are all there to walk together and, as Reverend Jack said, to treasure each other. Supporting Beneficent Church will make a difference in your life. And it will make a difference in the life of this community. Everyone has something that they can give. And giving is something that will make you feel better. It makes me feel better because it gives all of us a real sense of ownership, that we're in this together. When you give, you really feel a part of that growth. God says this morning, behold, I am creating new heavens and a new earth. We can choose to participate in this creation, and stewardship is a way that we can do that.